good evening. The fencing got kicked down, chucked in the water. Under the matters of rising, we'll provide a resolution. There's only the only one I saw was the plan application.
Yeah.
Cliff Buffer's the only one. I'll pick up date on that then. Rather later on.
Thank you.
Thank you much
for
the other one.
No. But Richard, I'll mention it in I mentioned it in my update, yeah. Yeah. That, I mean, I mentioned it in my update. Just like the Breeze Cafe.
And there's reporting, maybe?
Not.
I see reporting was coming.
It's because seats already put the heating on. 3 hours.
The heat points are ordered. Right, it's quarter past. We'll forget Pauline for now. Lovely. Good evening, everybody. Warm welcome. It is a warm welcome over the last month.
Yes.
To Lake Parish Council meeting on Thursday, the 12th of January. I hope we've got a happy new year to all of you. Ready for Christmas. All well rested. We're ready for 2023, so happy new year to all of you. We'll kick off as always with our public forum, 10-minute public forum. Any questions in the public would like to ask? So, Mark?
I have one.
Of course you can, Mark.
Would there be any legal reason for Lake Parish Council to refuse to give funding to any organisation, such as Free Food in Sandown, particularly on the following grounds? The charity is not a registered charity, or if the organisation could not give assurance that appropriate policies to safeguarding health and safety are in place with any related risk assessments and suitable qualified staff are available for the offered one-to-one support for people with learning disabilities and mental health issues. Would funding been refused on any of those points?
No.
No.
The whenever we give out, well, the policy we have, whenever we give out grants or donations or, you know, whatever to help people out, is about making sure, A, it's for the residents of Lake and the Bay Area, because it's our taxpayers' money, and is the money spent, is there a purpose? You know, it's not just for running costs, it's for a specific thing. And also, is it going to be spent on what it's actually requested for? All the other things about safeguarding, health and safety and risk assessment, that's down to the recipient of the funds. Because we do it, we have health free food in Sandown. Breakfast in the Bay, which I know Council is involved, we've helped them. But it's up to the, like in that case, up to the school would have their own health and safety and risk assessments. Mm-hmm. For us, it's just, is it the right cause, right people supporting, and is it going to use the right purpose?
Okay.
Can I
just say, so we have a copy of the accounts?
Yeah, well, we also ask for people's accounts as well when we do that to make sure, you know, they've not got a bit massive reserves of money with just using our 250 quid or something else. So, no is the answer to your question.
Okay, thank you.
So,
just as a query, the Cliff Top Cafe,
yes,
is being converted to a house or flats or something?
Right.
Does that come under your jurisdiction?
I was going to cover it under my council's accounting report, but I will cover it now if you like, it's easier. Application has gone in to convert, to modernise the cafe.
Yeah.
Because it is a bit tired. Right. It's a well-used cafe. To modernise the cafe and put a two-bedroom flat on like a tier above it.
Yeah.
It's the same footprint, so there'd be no groundworks that are going to be done. It's just the structure. I've looked at it. It comes under Shanklin North. Which, it's part of Lake... The county council, Lake South, is part of it's my ward. Yeah. So it comes under my county council ward. But for the purposes of parish council, it comes under Shanklin North, which effectively is Shanklin Parish Council. But obviously, I look at it as a county councillor. I've got no views on it either way.
Mm-hmm.
I've spoken to residents in Little Stairs Road behind it,
yeah.
who comments like blocking out my view, not a material reason to object to it. Someone was saying to my bedroom. Comments are going in online. There's a massive Facebook, social media. Everyone seems to be in favour of it. It's a really popular cafe. I will let planning department make their decision. But if any resident contacts me about, you know, their own views, I'm telling them how to load their views on the system.
Yeah.
So planning will make a proper decision based upon the facts that have gone in. It looks smart, but I've got issues about
the car. Plans for
it. Yeah, but the House car park is a mess. It's potholed and... So there are reservations I've got both ways. So I'm neutral on it, but I'm helping residents if they wish to load a comment.
Yeah.
Of course you can.
Hello, good evening. The proposal of the gym equipment that was discussed, I think, in September, October, then deferred, and then you were going to discuss it at your informal meeting, budget meeting that you had prior to this meeting. I mean, the precept is obviously an issue, and money is obviously always an issue. Are we any nearer maybe considering putting some gym equipment in like they've got in Ventnor, so that it kind of offers something free to people that maybe can't afford the gym and want to keep fit?
Normally we would set our budget in January. This year we're having an informal meeting about the budget next Tuesday morning, and then the budget will be formally proposed by the clerk, and our RFO will bring the budget back to us for the February meeting. The gym equipment will be discussed. Highly unlikely that it will come out of Lake Parish Council funding, because the funding we're all in a difficult position funding-wise. That said, we are part of a Bay Place plan. Sandown, Shanklin and Lake are now part of a Bay Place plan, which is we're now going out to tender at the moment for a consultant to do the place plan. And things like that we can put into the place plan as a wish for central funding, as opposed to funding from Lake Parish Council, because we haven't got the funds to do it.
No.
But it's something that we, Sandown, Shanklin and Lake all would want to increase gym facilities, youth facilities, and we've now formed a... Ryde and Newport have always got funding bids in on behalf of the Isle of Wight. By Sandown, Shanklin and Lake joining together, we are bigger than Ryde and Newport. Will give us strength in numbers, and the Bay Place plan that we've all three councils have signed up to will give us strength in numbers to go forward for bids for things like that, like work on the revetment, Cliff Park, lots of bids we can put in as a Bay Place plan. Do you want to add anything to that? Do you want to add anything to that?
No, absolutely, as the Chair has said, it's the Parish Council has got a strategy of working with Shanklin and Sandhill to put up stuff for the benefit of the whole Bay, so you could have, as Cheryl said, you could have three or four points across the Bay that benefits young people as well as people that need exercise.
And older people.
And older people,
I think what it is about inclusion, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's about the young and the old
doing
something that is healthy and not costing you when there is, you know, a climate of
the way the Bay Place plan is working, we've formed a job description for the consultant. A council officer has been appointed to work with us. Going out to tender now to the end of February, I believe, to appoint a consultant. And then the consultant, the council officer, and the committee, which we will sit on Sandham will sit on, Lake will sit, Shank will sit on, and business people will sit on. That committee will then formulate with a consultant what the plans to look like and the key areas of focus. One area we'll be putting forward is the youth of the Bay Area, and gym facilities will also go into that as well as tarting up the revetment, Cliff Park. There's lots of things we're going to put into this plan so we can put forward bids for funding for the Bay Area.
That's good.
Long overdue.
I do think, they now put the lovely toilets in that are really lovely, but I'm just thought that would be an ideal space, really, because it's the most used access.
There's the Selters Park as well.
There's toilets in now, so it dovetails, doesn't it?
You could do it there, got the Selters Park. You know, there's all sorts of areas we could. It will come into the Bay Place plan thought process, definitely.
Thank you.
2 minutes left. Any more questions for the public? Yes, Stephen.
I'll quickly go. Great respect to our fellow councillors, two ladies over there. We had the Bay Revetment Committee Working Group. Obviously, this is relevant to the Bay Place Plan, which might, I guess, take it over. We had a meeting in whenever the last meeting was, I don't know, and we forgot to update yourselves.
We didn't have an update on that last one. There's no update given, so if there is an update, Jenny and Michelle will give that a bit later.
Speaking cyclist on the revetment and the plans for that. As you're talking with the Bay Place Plan, can I add in from the public here, obviously fellow Bay Town Council for Shannon, Lake, thinking about it, doesn't have a provision for kind of a live music stage area outside, a bandstand or something like that. Could that be looked at in the Bay Place Plan?
Yep.
It's just a passing thought.
Fine. No, we can include music venues and stuff as well. That's fine.
At the Lake Cliff Gardens or something.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Isle of Wight Festival.
Isle of Wight Festival, no thank you. One's enough. Okay, number one, apologies for absence. Councillor Outlaw is working on the mainland, unfortunately, and we have two sickies, Paul Bett and Naomi aren't very well. So I don't know where Pauline is. She hasn't apologised, and she hasn't said she wasn't coming. So she'll get Anna's as absent rather than apologised. Okay, number two, any declarations of interest on agenda items not previously declared by anyone? Okay. Number three, the minutes of the 15th of December 2022. You've all seen the minutes. Are there any queries or questions on the minute? Yes, Jenny.
I've got a problem with my email address at the moment, and I haven't received any agenda or minutes, so I haven't seen them.
Right. Do you want to have 2 seconds to read them?
Thank you.
Okay. We've got more than one set, yeah. Email address is something that's on the agenda to be sorted out, because at some point this year we will have to have a proper council email address, and forget all our personal email addresses, and it'll be a proper council email address at some point this year. It's on the agenda for things, it's on the list for things to do at some point this year. Whilst Jenny's having a read those, anyone have any more comments on the minutes, anyone?
Can I just make a
comment? Of course you can,
yeah. Kay has had a number of good comments back about the PCSO report put in last. Thank you for that. That was extremely useful and people are looking at it. That's good.
I had a comment earlier, as I was walking around earlier, about the article on the ripples from Jackie was incredibly well received. That comment was made earlier on this evening. Okay, Jenny?
I had one point, because about the new road toilets,
yes.
I did agree, and I asked it to be put in the minutes, that I agreed on the loan,
yes.
But only if we could, because it's over 25 years,
yes.
I did say I wanted it put in the notes that I agreed on the toilets, but only if we were going to be able to put some money away each year to try and pay off the loan. And that's what I did say at the meeting.
Okay.
I can put that in this slide. What I would say is,
a lot of that is taken into account when you have the briefing Tuesday,
yeah.
as you'll see, about the duration of the loan. So there isn't a definitive position yet on how long you want the loan, any of that. So happy to take the comment, but until you resolve what you want to do.
What we actually agreed was to, we agreed to go ahead with the toilets, and we agreed to do that while we've had a worse loan board. We haven't agreed yet, is the exact amount has to be, we worked on a £200,000 figure. The actual amount will be the actual cost plus CCTV, so it'll be a lower figure. We haven't yet agreed on the term.
It's a bit premature.
Possibly, that will fit in with the budget. So are we happy, are you querying the minutes or something else?
I was going to come in just after what you said.
Are you querying the minutes?
No, okay. Just wanted to...
Are you happy I'll sign the minutes off?
You can sign the minutes off. Just the...
And I'll get
the minutes.
You initial just sign it.
Initial and sign it
back. Is this relevant to where we are or can it pick up later?
So the minutes... aren't verbatim to what was actually discussed, as they'd be like this thick. They're just brief bullet points on members of the public can read, just to get a inclination of what was said at that meeting. So it could be noted out elsewhere, but not in the minutes.
Thank you, Adrian.
Can I also say that each month the recording is put on the website. If you have any, or the public have any requirements to know exactly what was said, you can go to the website and you can download the whole thing.
Okay. Thank you, John. Number four, matters arising not require resolution. The only matter I could see on the agenda was this application for this tunnel up at Cliff Path, going out to the viewing platform that already exists in the cliff. It's been there for several years. The application, as you know, was agreed. I read all the details of you, any of you, I read all the justifying comments online. I spoke to Tig Outlaw. We were going to try and call the decision in. The material reason would have been that a structural survey relied upon was the house owner's structural survey, which obviously would be favourable. Council did do its own structural survey. The fact that 80% of the work had already been done before they applied for planning application is not a reason to turn it down. We did think about calling the decision in, but there was no material reasons for us to do so. There was subsequently a little cliff fall about 50 yards further along the cliff, further along towards Winchester House End, going that way. We did ask for the work to be stopped while another survey was done. The council did come over and look at it, and it wasn't anything to do with the work that was happening. But the enforcement team are just monitoring what's happening. What are they doing? They're digging up the front garden. So you don't even have any walked along there. They're digging up their front garden and putting a... Most of the work is on their front garden, basically. The tunnel to the cliff is already there. It's getting from their basement. The way into it was some rickety old steps in their front garden. Now they're putting a tunnel from their basement right through to the joining up with the tunnel that's already there. And it's nearly finished, to be honest. Then they'll cover the tunnel over, I guess, with earth and redo their garden. So whilst I still have concerns about the safety of the cliff, then they are not anywhere near the cliff from the work that they're doing. The enforcement team are monitoring all very carefully. Obviously with the current weather and other issues on the wreck, we'll cover off later, it's being monitored very carefully to make sure they are doing things properly. But there was no grounds for us to call the decision in, so it has happened and it is going ahead. Yes, Michelle?
Did the Isle of Wight Council, did they do their own survey?
Yes.
On the cliff?
Yes. On that, on the cliff that relates to that application.
The cliff that is...
The cliff around where the tunnel is.
Okay.
Yeah, because the wooden viewing platform is already there, isn't it?
Yes, yes. But obviously the cliff around there, that's what they did to their survey on.
In so much as the area that could have been disturbed and damaged by the work that was happening with the tunnel.
Do you have a copy of that report?
It's on the planning application.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, lovely.
It's part of the decision process. Yeah.
Okay, lovely.
You know, we had a good look at it. Tick and I spent quite a long time looking at it. If there was grounds to call this evening, we would have done. But... both surveys said it's, and having looked at the work they're doing in their front garden, you know, they're not actually touching the cliff. That footpath's already, that tunnel's already there. So I'm surprised it did get agreed, but you know, I believe our planning team do a good job, and they made the decision. They had all the facts in front of them, made the decision. They didn't have the facts of their own survey. That's what we would have called it in for, but they had that, and they were satisfied that their survey matched the house owner survey.
Okay.
Any other matters arising, Richard, you can see?
No, no, thank you, Chair.
Okay, right. Jackie, warm welcome. Your reports have kept us in news the last couple of months. But seriously, can I just say thank you for your last two reports? Yeah, the caricatures and the humour and the detail in it, and it's been much appreciated. Thank you.
And you're welcome. Happy New Year to everyone. Right, so I'm just really going to read off what I would normally send you anyway. So, this is 28, if I do a rough one, because I've actually been off for 3 weeks since Christmas, and obviously I've not been there. So, we've had 3 ASB communities, 4 public orders, 1 drug offence, 7 criminal damages. A lot of those were down at Lake Green Road and Lake Common and the Meadway. We've had some car damage, some keying. Nothing like, obviously, what I have experienced and that. So what I'll do is I'm back at on Lake tomorrow, Saturday. I'll put something out and maybe see if I can scooch into the CCTV or something. See if I can get anything on there from door ring bells. One shoplifting, 10 assaults without injury, that could be a mixture of everything, and one suspicious other on the 28 days, that's between Lake North and Lake South, on the 28 day search there. Community priorities, we're still going to look at continuing Operation Spider into 2023. That's a proactive police operation that we do to reduce antisocial behaviour, violence and drugs and related crime. It's a multi-agency approach that we use, and hopefully to reduce and whilst targeting and disruption and preventing any other further issues. And obviously we work as a multi-agency that. And I think we've got a meeting, I believe, Ashley's told me the 27th of January, with the councillors and Ash Webb is my other PCSO from Sandown, and we've drawn a meeting together to see how we can tackle any of the issues up at Battery Garden, and see if we can work in a multi-agency way to see what we can do there. Over the Christmas period, we did a lot of foot patrol and cycle in the town centre to be highly visible, to obviously disrupt any criminal activity with shoplifting, and just helping out with the local stores, dropping off some shoplifting packs, IDing anyone that was coming in there that was shoplifting or causing any antisocial behaviour. Beat surgery was held this week on the 9th. I did a beat surgery in Morrison, no reported issues. I then went on and did a beat surgery in Broadley. I do a little run in there with the youths and just sit down and have a chat. That was all good. As I said, I've only just been back on one day since Christmas, so I've not actually done much patrolling, but Ash, my other PCSO, will cover me if I'm off now, and we sort of work hand in hand and people look at the cliff path, the toilets, and obviously the Derrick Hotel in and out of the Sandown area. Still working with
Julian.
Yes, and we're just referring. I think he's asked us to try and refer another 7 views that come to our attention to him, where he can do some work with them around the bay. Bit of boxing and stuff like that to try and keep them off the street. And obviously, broadly, I've asked them if they've got any upcoming little ones that are causing any issues that we can refer to that. We've done one referral to the Prince's Trust as well, to a young lad that was causing a few issues, and that's so hopefully it will take a long time to maybe do some work with him. The other one was to do with the Ash, we've got a date for 27th on there. And that's it really, I've got some crime prevention advice, but what I'll do is, when's Ripples out, John? Have we got the date for the next Ripples?
February.
February, okay. Well, what I'll do, I've got something on the website, anyway, the only one I wanted to read was Brett. So it was a street safe. Has anybody heard of the street safe at all? So basically, if you go online, it's a street report. So it's a reporting tool that we have. And street safe is it's a service, it's anonymous. It just tells you can go around, and if you feel a place is not lit up well, it's got poor street lighting or abandoned buildings, stuff like that, you can report it on this street safe tool website. I'll put it out there, I'll put it on the link, but it's not a crime reporting tool, so that's what we've got to really make sure. It's not to report crime, it's just a thing if you're walking past, you think that's not very lit very well here, or I don't know, somewhere where you felt was unsafe, you can report that, and then that goes back to the council, and then they look at it and look at this, and then they say, but it's not a crime reporting, so that really just take that on, so don't report crime on it. So I'll put that out on the link as well for people to look at.
Thank you.
Okay.
I've got one question first. Can I look at 27th, I knew nothing about that, so I might invite
yes,
you.
Yes, Ash is going to put some emails out tonight. So I haven't seen him, we've been on, I've just caught him tonight, so what he's going to do, I've gave him your email address, and that will go out.
Thank you.
Sorry,
John.
Yeah.
Yeah, the article, could you send the information to Kay, please?
I certainly will do, John. Email's coming out. That's all
from
me, unless
anybody's
got anything.
No, questions for Jesse? Do we have any questions for Jackie?
No.
Thank you, Jackie.
Well, I do. I just do reports as what I've been doing, and then I'll come face to face again.
Okay, that's fantastic. No.
I'll send that off to the.
If you could, that'd be brilliant.
Lovely.
Thank you.
Happy New Year to you.
Thanks, Jackie. Okay. Item number 6. Update members on the opening of Blackcliff Gardens toilets and progress of the bridge of New Road toilets. Do you want to cover that one off?
We're happy to, mate. Thanks for colleagues for tolerating the sort of slight delay in getting Blackcliff Gardens toilets open. Yeah, as you can appreciate, we just need to sort of dot a couple of I's, cross a couple of T's regarding insurances and all that. So really appreciate the councillors turning up. I think we've put some good PR out. Really appreciate the comments tonight, and I think it's all part of that trying to highlight some of the work that the parish council has undertaken. And as a colleague said, residentially, as you said, Chair, investment in things like that can lever in other investments. So it's very difficult to ask for grants if the council aren't doing their own bit. So by doing your bit, you're more likely to get grants, because at least you're going halfway to securing, we've done this, can you help us with that? So I think that's part of the direction of travel we've got.
Yeah.
So again, thank you for that, Chair. As I said, as regards New Roads toilets, there's a conversation next week, informal budget briefing, that will come back at next month. But I think the direction of the travel is trying, as Councillor Hicks said, trying to clarify term, how you're going to fund it, and the public works board loan. So all that's in hand is just sort of tinkering with some of the numbers to make sure everyone's comfortable. And as you said, Chair, trying to mitigate any precept increase for late. There will have to be an increase, but again, it's trying to make it sensible for the long term, because we all know the pressures, but equally, if you want to do developments, there is a cost to it. So, thank you, Chair.
Just for the members of the public, didn't understand all of that, we, New Road Toilets, we made a decision last month to completely flatten the whole site and put in a new flashy toilet block, like similar to the one we've got at Lakeview Gardens, but 3 cubicles as opposed to 2. It's a difficult decision, because obviously it will involve us borrowing funds, but as I said informally, we spent something in the region of £13,000 last year repairing vandalism and wear and tear on that building. So, and that's about 15% of our overall income on repairing and maintaining one toilet block. But that was part of our decision, really. Investing now, the Lakeview Garden one we've done from our own reserves. This one we'd have to borrow funds for. But then all the lake's toilets will be in a really good state. And hopefully we will recoup some income from, obviously, your 20p's here and there. Less vandalism, less water, less lighting. So it's an investment to take Lake forward, which is what we're really after. So that's just for clarity. Thank you. Yeah,
There's a question on the Laycliffe Gardens toilets. Have we emptied out the coinage yet this week?
Yep, I went Monday, so I was going to say that when I did my bit. It was just around £5, I think, for the weekend. So that's roughly, but that was, when did we open it? Thursday
afternoon, yeah.
So that's when we talked. It was about 4 days. I mustn't say this because it's, lone worker issues, but I will obviously do it one day a week. But once you start telling people you're going to do it at 9 o'clock on a Tuesday, it's not a good idea. So I just
if it's only £5,
yeah, that's all right. It'll be all right. My head's worth more than that.
so that's just a good.
Yeah, exactly. So it will sort itself out. It's all right. Yeah.
So that's £5 we wouldn't have.
Yeah. Had, and the second question agent's going to ask him at CCTV. Mm-hmm. We'll discuss that next Tuesday as part of the CCTV for Laycliffe Gardens. Mm-hmm. And for New Road. I know we made a decision to buy CCTV, might never put the order in, so we haven't actually done that yet, but we'll talk about CCTV as part of the overall discussion, to make sure both of our toilet facilities, the investment for the town, are CCTV properly, and you'll see next Tuesday how it links into the Broadway Centre, so they can watch toilets all day at the Broadway Centre. So it'll all be part of next Tuesday's discussion. Yes, Adrian?
The final one on Laycliffe Garden was, when we had our Bay meeting, we discussed the opening times of the toilets and closing times.
Yep.
That they were to be shut at 7 o'clock, the pay-as-you-go toilets. Laycliffe Gardens was shut at about 6 o'clock every evening. Can that be adjusted to the 7 p.m?
Yep. They can be shut remotely. Click a button and then they're shut. So all the toilets in the bay should all shut at the same time, summer and winter. So you've got a uniform, ish. Apart from this special event.
Automatically lock.
Yeah, no. I'm sure with that. I'd obviously have a chat, John. Yeah. I'm guessing it may be GMT. So yeah. It might be because maybe. It might be set.
Yeah.
But obviously, summertime or wintertime may need the adjustment. Yeah. So that may be why.
It's set a minor thing. Something in out. Right.
But somebody's in there.
You, they can still get out.
Do we not?
Shut up, stop people going in. Don't stop people coming out.
Do we not think that 7 o'clock in the summer is a little bit early? Because of people.
It wouldn't be 7 in the summer, we're talking about now.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
sorry.
I think we've got to discuss the time
that's right. But the thought was we had all the toilets in the bay shutting at the same sort of time, so it's not a case of saying now late. To stop all the social media worries, saying why Lake toilets open longer than Shenton's toilets and things like that, to try a uniform policy, would just stop all the chip and tattle on social media.
Absolutely right, yeah. You do need to be mindful about it, and I appreciate how things are. I know in Shenton, Realstone, they at one stage were a little bit more liberal. And there was a person that slept in them overnight because they were too liberal. So you have to be mindful of, there are some people that may want to take advantage of flexibility. That's the reality. I can only say how it is. It's unfortunate. And there was no gap, but it was an issue.
This is new ground for us, of course. Yeah. We've not had pay for a few special toilets. We've got one block. Yeah. We'll have two blocks somewhere later on this year. So that, we're mindful of the fact that we will develop a policy when we've got them.
Just on Michelle's one about people being locked in, they're also, you put your 20p in, they're timed for 20 minutes. Mm. So it says inside of you, if you're actually inside, I spotted it, it says you've got 20 minutes. And then I guess it's a safety thing. If somebody's had a heart attack or...
No, sorry, it doesn't...
That's what it says on the inside.
You can't do that. It's private. Sorry. You can't open it when somebody's in there.
Well, that's not 20 minutes. Is it? Door's open.
It's not the doors open, the lights go off. It's to disrupt.
Okay.
What happened before, people... what happens... which is why they policed it out.
Jenny. Pay attention.
What's happened and... what the constructors have done to try and push out problems is, particularly with the child-friendly space, you've got a large space that's warm and is attractive for three or four people sitting in there smoking together. So they've done something to try and make it difficult for people to stay there for 2 hours.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the reality. So it isn't, that's, and you can see that because it is an attractive thing. And Shanklin had the experience just before Christmas that yeah. some kids went in there, smoked, and da da da, created problems.
Sorry, I'm presuming they've got smoke alarms or something in them anyway, haven't they?
I'm not sure it rings a bell, but it's not as clear as you would like it to be. Because you can't, you know, because people go and have a fag, put a fag down the toilet. I mean, it's what people do. So, well, not my world.
No.
It's not my world, but, yeah. So it is trying to mitigate it while keeping the service as good as you can. Nothing's perfect.
And my final one, the changing spaces has got an alarm. Same as Shanklin, they've got an alarm if you fall down or whatever, you can raise the alarm from inside the toilets.
Yeah.
Have the houses around Leacliff Gardens been alerted to if this goes off because they could hear this, you know, they let it off in Shanklin, and they would probably need to contact Richard with the key or whatever if it goes off. I know in Shanklin they do it for a laugh, and the coffee house goes around, don't they?
Yeah, we've not. I've had a couple of queries in Shanklin with the one we've got. It's not that frequent. So, but yeah, I'll be mindful of that, and obviously we'll respond to whatever issues come up as they come up. Yeah. Thank you, Chair.
Is there a sign on them?
Not yet.
Okay, there will be a sign on there just saying if you hear a problem or, you know.
Contact
yeah. Okay. Right. Number 7, to discuss repair and maintenance arrangements for Redmond toilets and budgetary for 2023. I know some of the Adrian wants to put on the agenda.
Mm.
Did you want to?
Yeah, it was more in relation to the pump. The biggest problem with our toilets, after we refurbished all the toilets, or had the pay-as-you-go, is if the pump on the revetment packs up. I'm led to believe the pump should work two ways. Councillor Rubber may have to help me out if I give him one. So at the moment, it pumps anything up the cliff. But if the pump gets jammed, it's supposed to go in reverse itself and unwind whatever is jamming it. At the moment, the pump doesn't work in reverse. Our previous clerk said it was going to be serviced before the spring.
September,
that's gone. If this pump fails, it is the biggest headache for Lake. If we need to replace the pump, is going to cost thousands of pounds. Can we get this pump serviced? And we also need to be mindful that a new pump does need to be budgeted for.
Okay.
You know, a cost. Because it's an unknown cost. My suggestion was, can we, if at all possible, can we get 3 quotes or go out for a tender to for replacement and also maintenance of the pump? Just to make sure we get them, because there is other companies out there. I know we use Marshes, but there's Clox Mechanical, there's several ones that would be able to do the service on that. It's just to make sure we're getting the best price.
Thoughts, anyone? Jenny?
I think this was discussed in September, and I said it seems quite vital that if it's not serviced and goes wrong, if we've got a big bill in the future, it's best to keep these things serviced, isn't it?
John?
I thought we were going to have an agenda put on the minutes that each time there was something that we had to be done by certain dates that we kept a record on the minutes. Can I ask, please, that is maintained?
So
things like this should not fall through. And there are a number of things that fall by the wayside, and I think an action column should be put on the minutes and updated each month.
So basically what you're saying, if we were, Mike took away a task to get the pump service and didn't do it again. It's fine. We can make sure we've got it. The thing I think I'll say about the Revetment toilets is, it's not beating about the bush. If that pump goes, toilets are shut. End off. Because we have not got the funds to replace the toilet. We don't know what it is. Now, it may well be the bay place plan. We can go to that and say, right, you know, we've got a toilet on a Redmond that the whole bay shares. You know, we want to have a new pump fitted to make the toilets more efficient. We can't have a downflow unit down there, I don't think, because it's been more difficult because it's the pressure to push the stuff back up the cliff. At the moment, it is working. I don't think it's a bad idea to have it perhaps serviced. It hasn't been serviced for a while, as far as I'm concerned. The people that may service it may give us a no obligation quote for a new one, so we know what it is. Because if we're faced with it, we've got to know what it is. So I think that's probably last thing we want to do is to close them. But if the pump goes, obviously they can't operate without a pump because it backfills and comes out the other end, doesn't it, Michelle?
Yeah. Can I? Obviously, I think it is very important that those toilets stay open because they are the only toilets that anybody has got now between there and Shanklin.
Yep.
Obviously, it's unfortunate that it has to be pumped up. Yes, Mike knew it needed servicing. It was due to be done in the autumn/winter. When I brought it up with him, he said Marshes weren't talking to him. When I spoke to Barry from Marshes, he said, we're all ready to go. It's Mike that's not talking to us. So obviously there was something going on somewhere. Obviously, if the job goes out to tender or whatever, it does. But I would just say that Marshes have looked after that for a long time. Barry has even come down on his day off, not charged anybody. He has also been on the phone to my husband, talking him through whatever. That's the sort of treatment that we perhaps wouldn't get with another company. Marshes have been more than fair to us.
I'm more than happy we get Marshes to service it. Sooner rather than later, and they'd obviously be one of the companies that would give us an idea what it would cost. We need to think if that pump goes, have we got contingency fund this year, next year, the year after to replace it, and what is it? That's what we don't know, what it might be to replace a system. I'm happy that we actually go get a...
Yeah, I'm happy and I do appreciate that. I think obviously, we've only just started, and all that sort of stuff. What I would say is the budget precept conversation we're having next week will help shape quite a lot of that. I take that on board. We are where we are. The parish council set a priority of taking on Lake Cliff Gardens first, then New Road. So there is, in system now, that's what you're doing. So I'm very mindful of, as we said earlier, of the issue with the revetment. But obviously the parish said there's an order. So I'm trying to reconcile those two pressures so that you have a contingency provision if the worst happened next year or this year, which hopefully doesn't happen. So I'm very aware of that. But equally, you've made commitments going forward that need to be reconciled with the precept.
Yep.
And you just need to be clear on that. I pick up Councillor Marshall's point, happy to report back. What I'm used to elsewhere is putting back actions I've done under the clerk's report rather than separate. But happy to change that if you want. But I would normally look in the future to do your written report. But again, I want to get one of the things that come out of my report would be how do you want me to interface with you guys?
Yep.
Because it's a two-way street. If you want me to do things differently, happy to do that. I'm trying to do things and move things on at the same time. So hopefully I really do take on board the revetment, and I know Barry, I grew up with him, so I know Barry and I know where I'd like to be, but equally has to conform to your policies and procedures, so we'll try and reconcile the two, because I do hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chair. So,
the only thing is with this pump, this was supposed to be done previously. The parish council voted that we would have the service. The service needs to be done. We can look into getting tenders and then...
But the
service needs to be done. And it's just one of those things, you need to do the service.
John?
I agree. It's also possible to ask them to give a serviceability report, an outline of how it is, what needs to be done in the future, what is okay and what isn't okay, so that at the next meeting, at least we have an understanding of how it is.
Can I make one suggestion, perhaps? Could we, before next Tuesday, just find out from Marshes how much a survey... If they were to give it a full service, what would the charge be for a full service?
Okay. Okay.
And then we'll know by next Tuesday morning.
Hopefully. I mean, I'll do my bit, subject to them doing their bit.
And if they don't want to bring it up in the February meeting, we have some idea.
You must have had it done before, I would have thought.
Yeah.
It must be.
Are you happy, Ivan? Just to find out how much service may cost us. Yes, John.
Could he also highlight any items that he think might be coming up to require attention?
It should be part of the service, hopefully, shouldn't it?
Really, I don't know, but he's been there for some time, apparently. Yeah. Therefore, he knows it more than anybody
so
else.
So if we knew £1,000 for service, whatever, that would be part of our budget discussion.
And I do apologise to colleagues. I'm quite vigorous on the finances of the parish, so I'm quite mindful of not spending money.
Yeah.
So I do apologise, I'm going to come over quite robust, but you get that from me. You know, I'm worried about your financial situation going forward, and
Just a final one, on the maintenance of the revetment, we did have, Mr Clark, we did have the revetment fully refurbished to a reasonable standard.
Yep.
There was a big problem of lack of maintenance, probably hadn't been done for 25 years plus. Mm-hmm. So, cosmetically, the revetment is in a pretty good place, I believe, when I was still down. There is a few bits down there that may need to be budgeted for this financial year, probably more next springtime. The bottom of the door, some of them need touching up a little bit.
This is the conversation for next Tuesday. If we need to discuss our budget next Tuesday, and if we need a contingency fund.
This is not a cost, it's just to enlighten that may come out on next Tuesday, so you've got an insight beforehand.
Yep, thank you. Yep.
I can only reiterate, I'm quite robust on the numbers, and as you see, my colleague is. You've got to bear in mind, you open Lake Cliff Gardens, excellent project. That was effectively 1.5 times your budget for a year that you invested in one facility. Really good, but that's your budget for a year gone in one building.
Yep.
Forgetting any other project you want to do, that's what you did.
Can I just say, if it's just a bit of paint on the door, I'm happy to do it.
Yeah. And there's ways in which, there's a lot of ways in which we could do stuff. I get that, and I think you'll... You'll find that with me. Yeah, and there's 2 or 3 of us that do that with you. I mean, that's not, I just am very, the big numbers are what I worry about.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you'll find a toilet that's used as much of that on the seafront in a better condition than that, thanks to Mark.
Yeah.
I think it's in a really good condition down there. And, I went, over Christmas I went down to Bournemouth. Their public toilets are appalling.
Yeah.
So what we've got in the revetment is really good for a seaside toilet revetment. Well, we've got a building, our budget is tight. You'll see that in a bit more detail next Tuesday. Our budget is tight, and we need to carefully think about every penny we spend. So if we knew what a service would cost, then we'll make a decision to get the service done now or in 3 months' time. But we know that it does need servicing, because we've got to protect that pump, because we can't afford to replace it, basically.
That's right. At the moment. Through the winter is obviously when it gets its less use.
Sorry, Mr. Chairman. There's a final one.
Last one was the final one.
I'm just remembering going back a year already. We did have a problem down there with the electric and all. I was tasked with finding an electrician at short notice to reopen the toilet. How long did those electric certificates last? I believe it was annually on public conveniences on seafronts. If it is annually, we need another electric certificate done by Easter.
We'll get that looked into.
I'm just thinking it was on their maintenance, and it's all. I think it was annually. We used Bud's electrical last time.
We'll get that looked into. It's in the file that. Richard's focus so far has been on preparing the budget, so there's other things to do as we go on through the year.
I just thought of that one. That we had that problem last year.
Moving forward, number 8, planning applications. Richard's kindly sent out all the planning applications we've had of late. Do we have any comments on the current planning applications in for late?
No.
Are you happy that way of doing it? I mean, I'm more than happy. And then if they've got an issue, I can bring you plans and stuff. If you just tell me which ones you want me to print off, then I'll print off whatever.
The last one I saw was the Morrison's one, obviously, but that doesn't affect anyone because the Morrison's delivery isn't opening hours. Morrison's not on a residential. So, you know. So, okay.
Thank you, Chair.
Happy with that? Okay. Confirm arrangements for the informal budget meeting, 9 o'clock next Thursday at the Broadway Centre. Is everyone available to attend? Everyone's aware of it. Perhaps I might just remind, I might just send a reminder to Pauline, Bet, Naomi. Tig won't be able to come during the daytime, but he will look at the, I've said to Tig he'll look at it and he'll give any comments.
I won't have a car. Would you pick me up?
I've already agreed to do that, haven't I?
No, you said you'd pick me up tonight. You didn't say you'd do it on Tuesday.
I will pick you up Tuesday. So at 9 o'clock, everyone knows where the Broadway Centre is, that there's parking up there, so you know, and we will look at the service level agreement as well. I think the Mayor of Sandown will pop in just to say hello. You'll meet Jennifer, who's produced some really detailed spreadsheets for the budget. I'm talking about keeping it as simple as possible, because what you'll see next week is so different than what we've seen in the past. It won't be a 1A4 page, it'll be proper spreadsheets. So we need to get a balance between level of detail and simplistic understanding of detail, but that will all become clear next Tuesday. Yes, John?
I'm still having problems with the sorting out of the will.
Right.
Can we put that as a side discussion that morning, please? It's so frustrating.
Yep.
Can I maybe just help Chair, just a couple of things on that. And again, and I appreciate members coming next week. The budget obviously is the priority because we need to put a paper forward next month. As Councillor Hardy said as well, what I intend to do publicly is have a one-page precept, but obviously members need to have some detail about some of the costing. So there'll be two conversations effectively. There will be one proposal coming forward next month. Although you'll get three figures next week, we just need to rattle down to one that you're comfortable with taking on your comments tonight. So that's that intention. Side conversations, as the Chair said, and Councillor Marshall said, having a look at how the CCT would operate and all that. You can see that when you come down. So you'll get a flavour of the other stuff. As the WPCR's Jackie May said earlier, having bay-wide discussions is part of how we can work together, keeping the parish and town council separate, but it makes sense that Battery Gardens is a shared headache. And what you don't want to do, as Sue said earlier, is move some of the troublemakers from Lake to Sandown, and then Sandown, but it's just you need to deal with the troublemakers wherever they sit. So that's part. And the only last point I would say in terms of the arrangements, which are two things, we don't intend to do a PowerPoint, it's more sit around the table, have a chat, have a look at the figures. And the most important thing, according to the Chair, is we need chocolate hot dogs.
Yeah.
As long as I've got that right. If members are happy with that, that'll be sorted.
Well, chocolate hot dogs.
Unless John does some sausage rolls.
Your sausage rolls are good.
Sausage rolls.
Well, sausage rolls. Okay. Seriously, it'd be nice for everyone to have been aboard by sending by sending next week. See how it's all going to work. So we'll know. Me, Jennifer, who's produced all the figures. Have a natter. We need to put your ideas into the budget pot. We've got to make some tough decisions next week about what we need to have in the budget pot, and that will equate to where we need to be. We'll discuss the term of the loan we've agreed, and come up with a proposed budget that we're all happy with, and we can formally bring back for ratification in February. But there'll be other things we can table for that as well, John, yes. Yeah. Okay,
thank
number
you.
9, Events Committee. Do you have anything to report, John?
What I'd like to do is to have a meeting on the first week of February between the Events Committee to discuss how we go forward. At the moment there's nothing planned. The four of us to sit down and put some proposals forward, which I will bring up at the next meeting.
And obviously next week we'll discuss any potential events and potential budgets that might be needed. I did got concerned that you're in Newport and not going to do anything for the coronation, I understand.
Supposedly.
You know, that's a tough decision they've made in their precept, is they're not going to do anything for the coronation at a local parish level. The Isle of Wight Council will probably do something, but as a parish council, Newport and Carrington Parish Council are not going to do anything the coronation. That's not the sort of where we're heading, but those are the sort of decisions that the town and parish councils are making at the moment. Do they spend any money at all on coronation events? I think the country's got a problem with the coronation event this year. I think they should do with the bells and whistles pageantry, but a lot of people out there are saying, you know, they shouldn't spend any money on the coronation. So it's an interesting conversation.
At the events
we'll raise committee. It hopefully. The only
list of budget. All those we think are coming up, how much we want to do, and how much we think it's going to cost.
Yeah.
So we can bring that forward.
Jenny. Yeah.
I think I don't know if I read it, but Newport wasn't going to have anything because of the church still being renovated.
No, nothing to do with that. No, they just decided in their council that they'd sooner spend their taxpayers' money on other things rather than coronation. Decision they've made, you know, wherever all councils will make their decision. You wish to come on the events committee?
I do. Yep. Only on this Newport thing. I think
that was just an example of the decision people are making.
Yeah, the Newport one, the community council probably, my opinion is they agreed not to do anything. Because there will be other things going around. There will be plenty of other things going around in Newport that would not be funded by the community council.
Possibly.
So therefore, there will still be events. We're a small parish, and I think the small parishes need something.
Don't disagree. Don't disagree with you at all. Move on. Ripples. John, did Kay have anything you wish to add?
She's probably going to have a problem with distributing of ripples in one area, so but she's talking to Tracy at the moment. She's getting good feedback from the Jackie's report, etc. But apart from that, no.
Okay. Finances, payment as per report.
Well, hopefully you'll get that Tuesday. I think where there's been a transitional problem with the bank.
Yeah,
I really appreciate Sue getting our payments sorted out. So what I tend to do after is circulate the report. You'll get that after Tuesday. Obviously, this is the first one of January, but it will be to follow.
Okay,
catch up.
Can we move that then to February? So we do the deterioration payments in February.
You'll get them circulated next week. Yeah. I think the practical issue we've got, we're not yet on the bank signatory list, and we can't access it online. So we're reliant on councillors doing that. And that's just how it's going to be until it's different.
I mean, in the past, Mike's just produced a sheet for us on the evening, which is a bit.
Yeah.
You have no chance of looking at it in advance.
You get
what
it
you're
advance.
Saying is it'll be in, we'll get it in advance of the meeting. Yeah, when it comes out with the minutes of the agenda. So any questions, we'll have a chance of looking at it in advance.
Yep.
Questions come out. So stay on the agenda like that.
Yep.
The meeting questions will come out with any questions in advance. Okay.
If it's of any interest to anybody, there's been two payments gone out in the month of this. End of December to January, Scottish and Southern Energy for the electricity and one for Bright Brown, and that is it.
That's it.
That's all.
We're being tight in January.
Well, we've been tight in January, yes.
And I'm not sure how late works yet. As I said, that's a learning curve. But what we do in saying, you know, is put it on the website. So whatever you'll get on the website as well. So it'll be published so everyone can see.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just how I'll just open and transparent, everyone can see whatever it is.
It normally goes on the notice board as well.
Yeah, so we'll do.
Payments aren't a secret, we're paying money.
Yeah.
Okay. Happy? 13, finances, receive update, year to date. I say this will come out next week. Do you want to give us just some headline figures at this point, or just
some it's one of those things, we're still juggling payments that are due in this year that you've made commitments to, as you've said, as I've said earlier, you know, certainly regarding Lakeland Gardens, so you've got that. And obviously, really appreciate the information there tonight through Chair and colleagues, what you would like to see in it. Apologies in advance because I will be saying we all got to live within our means, but I think the desire I've got with colleagues and listening to residents as well, as Chair has said, if you start budgeting now for 5-6 years down the road, that's really what I'm about. It's like, set your vision out. If you want to replace the toilets down the revetment, but do it over 5, 6, 7, 10, whatever it is, start setting out a plan. And as Chair has said, if you can feed some of that into the Bay Place plan as well, so that Lake's making a contribution to the bigger picture with Shanklin and Sandown, you're more likely to get something as your share of a wider thing for the Bay.
Yeah.
I'm sure, as Chair has said, as Michelle said, you know, people that use Lake Beach also use Shanklin Sanitary. So if we make a better offer for all people coming to the bay, everyone's happy, and Lake will get its bit of it. Thank you, Jeff.
And I'm right thinking that we've not yet had an invoice for Lake Cliff Gardens. The invoice hasn't been received yet, so even though they're open, we're still down
for it. Yeah, we're okay. I've had a conversation.
Right. Number 14. Point one, report from the clerk.
Well, again, this is all new to me, and again, I will set out whatever report you want in the format you want. As the chair said, we're working on budget at the moment. What I would say, again, the launch of Lake Cliff Gardens, hopefully everyone's comfortable with some of the communications that's going out and some of the public press releases and that sort of thing. So I'm quite keen on letting people know through that. With John, we'll have a look at how we can put some of that information on the website, because I would normally publish press releases on websites and stuff like that. I'm very mindful at the moment of doing it about right. So that's something we're working on. Did it initially, but I think it's something I want to work on, obviously, with Council Marshall. A couple of residents have been in touch about the survey, so I've dealt with that. Another resident got in touch regarding making one of the shops in Lake a community asset, and I said there's a process to go through. But again, I think the number of shops in Lake in particular, you'd be hard-pressed to make it a community asset. There's a process to follow, and I think where you've got other shops, you know, I grew up in this area, I know how many shops have gone, but making it a community asset and it's viable would be something that you'd have to have a look at. Also, again, thanks to the Chair, we're putting another sort of grant application to get some funding for this building and local children for warm spaces. So again, it's something that is a collective Bay effort. So again, it looks positive, and there may be a further opportunity next year. Again, through the Chair, there's a potential funding stream for Lake and Sandown Football Club that we've put in a little bid for. So it's that sort of thing I think you can do in combination. But again, you know, I appreciate people's tolerance in terms of learning how this works. As Sue said, the most important bit I've learned tonight is how to put the heating on so it's warm for everyone. So. Thank you, Chair. Happy to take questions.
Thank you. Were you going to mention this adult social care?
Yeah, you're welcome to say that, Chair, if you want. Yeah.
We've got no choice, have we?
Well, there's been, I've circulated to colleagues a request for funding for adult, you know, for a community fund, yeah?
Yeah.
I think you can discuss that next week at the budget meeting.
Okay.
What I would say, and I'm not difficult, obviously members, I try and make sure all members are informed. So that's my first point, because it's your shout at the end of the day. It needs to fit into your budget. What I would say is it looks very nice in terms of how it's set out, but a lot of it is if Lake makes the contribution it's asked for, that's depending on all the other councils also making a contribution, because our contribution alone. So I think there's a lot more to and fro conversation to be had. And this town council, this parish council, has already funded community action through Jubilee. So there is a little bit of you need to look at this. I would have to declare that I'm also a trustee of community action. So we're not a party to this process. Mm. That's a council process. But I would say you do need to look at it objectively, and you need to be setting your priorities, not adopting the Isle of Wight Council's priorities. Lake's got to be doing what it wants to do rather than taking on the responsibilities the Isle of Wight Council wants to do.
It's worth everyone just having a quick read of this before next week. I looked at it and thought, I couldn't work out how the allocations were made up.
Absolutely.
It made no sense. I mean, 340 quid from Lake,
which
is nothing to the £20,000 a year. But if one of those 39 councils said we're not paying our 40 quid in Hayden Street, mm-hmm. the whole thing falls apart, I assume. And it's a bit of a... Yeah. I can't see every council on this list agreeing to pay the amount they've been... And they don't, it doesn't relate to population or... I don't know what it relates to. You know, I mean, ours is 340, Sandown's is 1360.
It's based on tax precept.
They're trying to, but it's very difficult.
That's cool, isn't it? Yeah. That's not right either, really. That shouldn't be like that either, should it, really?
You've got to base it on something. So,
yeah, but population normally would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but you... but then you could find that there's... The population in Seaview or Benbridge or somewhere like that on the coast, there's not many of them, so you're not going to pay much. But in actual fact, they've got the more ability to pay. So it is, but you've got to make a decision somehow how you're going to sort it. Not saying that I agree with it, because as you say, no. We have our own priorities at the moment.
Yeah.
As much as I would like to say, yeah, let's give them, you know, £1,000, we can't, we just can't.
We'll pick that up next year. Thank you, Chair. Thank you. Anything else, Richard?
No, that's it.
Okay.
Thank you,
Chair. I'm about Councillor. I've not spoken to Chief about a report, but I know he was going to update on the application on Cliff, which I've done. He wasn't happy about it. He did spend a lot of time looking at it. He's been up there and all that sort of stuff. So that's that. For me, the Colour of Blueberries Cafe. Richard mentioned the Sandow Lake Youth Football Club. They've now had a survey done of their new pitch. The FA have been down and done a proper grass survey, taking samples of the soil down there. They're going to produce a proper detailed report. That will be the foundation of a grant application to the Football Association. Now this report's been done, all the answers to all the questions on the application will be in this report. And we're looking at other funding as well for the club, because they're, you know, they're still doing very well, but three pitches to maintain. But again, the ride-on mower they may get, they can cut Fairway Park themselves, so there might be a saving to us of cutting Fairway Park if they can do it with their new ride-on mower. So it's a bit of a give and take, but they've had the survey done now. I'm sure you see that Lake Hill is going to be closed very shortly for an 8-week period, isn't it? 8 weeks? Yeah. So we'll bridge, Network Rail repaint the railway bridge. It's in need of some severe work, but I think it's end of January, for 8 weeks, isn't it? Obviously going to cause chaos down the Perrone Way, because you have cars parked where they shouldn't be. When they shut the road before, for, you know, I had a car ticketed 6 times in a week, because it parked on the bend. So things could, but it's going to happen again for 8 weeks. Why 8 weeks? I don't know. They're going to have to take the strip the bridge down and repair that, so... potholes, this weather has caused a lot of issues with potholes. I looked at Lubbock Way this week where some temporary repairs have come out, but thankfully I've got that sorted. It's going to be done this month. But you need to be aware that a lot of potholes, this weather's really causing havoc on some of the repairs in the roads are coming out. But Island Road's pretty good. I got well, the district steward, I know him very well, and he went out, got my road done. It's going to be done by the end of the month. So as long as you're not over Badger Island Roads, they're pretty good. If you become a pest to them, I think they sort of, they're not that person again. So I tend to report things that I think need doing. And that's, you know, I don't over-report things. And finally, the Isle of Wight Council is nowhere near yet setting its budget. It's been a real problem for the Isle of Wight Council setting a balanced budget this year. They've got real problems. And the, you know, political, the Alliance administration are struggling with finding the cuts. You know, welcome to the real world. You know, they're really struggling to set their own budgets at the moment. Normally we see it in November, December time. Their budget's not going to be out until at least the middle of February. They're really struggling, so watch this space on that one. That's all from me. Has anyone got any questions? Okay. Number 15, Councillors' Reports. Go around the table. John, anything you'd like to...
questions. Mike had the responsibility of loading the minutes and the agendas onto the website.
Yep.
Is that being taken on by Richard?
Hopefully they are on now.
I don't know, I haven't looked. But,
Well, can I just say, I mean, again, after Tuesday there'll be some conversations about what you would like us to do. And
there's a conversation. Yeah. That is your responsibility, not my responsibility.
Yep. Happy to do.
Okay. One thing, could I please have a photograph so that I can put under your... This is the fourth time I'm asking. Chair, could you please request a photograph?
The clerk needs to supply you with a photograph to put onto the website. Absolutely.
Thank you.
I hate that. Thank you.
If not, I've got one from our school reunion.
Yes, Scott, you across. When our school days, when I was
if he doesn't, okay. I have our school reunion photograph that I can ping across to you, and you can pick Richard out of our school reunion photograph and use that one if you wish.
Okay, thank you.
Anything else, John?
Thank you.
Jenny?
I'm on the sustainability committee, well, you know, on the forum. The Isle of Wight, and I submitted just down from, with all this rain, the cliff fall just down from where the tunnel is. I've had a look at the path,
yeah,
and it's actually where it's gone, just down from the tunnel, it's only about 50 yards from there, and there's a barrier there now.
Yeah.
It's tarmac.
Yeah.
And then you get runoff of water.
Yeah.
In a lot of places, especially around like Newport, where you go along the river edge, and you've got the where the festival area is, they've put a different matting down where it binds the soil and the vegetation, and you don't get loss of vegetation. Mm-hmm. So I have wrote again about that issue, because tarmac is, yeah, if you look just down from the tunnel, the tarmac path,
mm-hmm.
You've got tarmac and then you've got nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you know, if you have same system where you've got, you know, in other places, it's a membrane, then vegetation doesn't get lost.
I'd imagine I'm looking at a permanent fix, so there's only a little tiny fall, but it's very little sort of semicircle in the concrete, in the tarmac. I'd imagine I'm looking at what they're going to do permanently. They've put the barriers up now, urgently, but they are looking at a more permanent fix sooner rather than later.
If you get something that will keep the water there rather than it run off of tarmac, then it keeps the soil there better.
So. Okay. Anything else?
Feathercourt.
Is there a vetment update coming at some point?
Do you mean the revetment party, or do you mean what's going on?
What is part of
the revetment party? It seems pretty irrelevant now, to be fair, because obviously Lake is expected to fund part of, the Isle of Wight Council will fund part of, and so will the other councils. Well, there's no money in the budget, so it almost seems a little bit irrelevant even going forward. But that's something we'll discuss, obviously, at the next at the next meeting. Anything we look at is extra funds.
Yeah.
It's extra pressure. So let's try and hold off a little bit and see what...
Although the ideas that you've got, we'll be welcome to feed that into the Bay Place Plan.
Yes,
Or perhaps at the Bay Place Plan, we can invite you to come along and talk to the Bay Place Plan Committee about the ideas already being... shaped.
Definitely.
Chris Astrid's word, shaped. Did really been come up with for the revetment from the work that's been done by the working party can feed into the Bay Place Plan.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Lovely.
Anything else from yourself? Cliff Falls?
I think Adrian can take the lead on that, can't you, Adrian?
And I will cover the Cliff Falls.
You know, enter my little 5 pence worth.
I will cover Cliff Falls. I had several conversations this morning about that.
I got an official thing.
Anything else?
No, I'd just like to add my bit when everybody else is
six.
Three little things. Road repairs. We were told that they were going to be the 9th to the 11th of January. Well, they haven't happened.
Road repairs for?
Roseway, Lake Green Road.
Lake Green Road not happen?
Yeah.
Road repairs?
Road repairs.
Yes, we have, yes.
They've done, haven't they?
Yeah.
Well, I've driven along there this morning. Yesterday morning when I drove.
I thought Lake Green Road had been done.
It's resurfacing.
No, it's pothole. No, not resurfacing it. No, they're just filling in these defects. So Lake Green Road's been done, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I can't speak of Roseway. I did drive down Lake Green Road the other day, and then that looked... done.
Almost as bad as it was to begin with.
But
I read it as road repairs because we thought, oh, hooray!
Road repairs
is
resurfacing. Road repairs is
Ski Bridge. It looks lovely, but couldn't they have done the other side, given it a clean or a paint, a coat of paint, while the road has been closed? Because you know it's so stupid. You go along there and you've got this beautiful wall now, this bridge and the wall, and the other side is mucky and horrible. Just my comment, that's all. Okay. And last but not least, while we still have almost 3 months left in the iWalk, could we not send some photos around new toilets and a little bit off for the bulletin, please?
Yep.
I thought I had, but I will
check. I don't know. I don't know if you have, because the bulletin's not come out yet, so...
Yep.
I will check that. Normally do, it's difficult because it's like, you know, I'm learning how it works, but I normally send it off to the media outlets that I do, which is being published, and there may be stuff tomorrow, I would normally put it on our website, so I'm still making sure that I can do that, and I would always send to iWalk.
Send it to Jill, and it'd be nice to have something from Lake in there.
I'll just cover one point you mentioned, resurfacing and repairs. Island Roads have had a 25-year contract from the Isle of Wight Council, or government funded. The first 7 years of that contract was for resurfacing all the roads. The other 18 years of that contract was for maintaining. The other 18 years was for maintaining the roads and picking up any more defects that actually appeared during that 18-year period. Now, they didn't quite achieve their milestone of achieving all the roads and resurfacing in the first 7 years. That was a big discussion that took place 2 years ago. So now we're now in year
nine.
We're in nine now. So most of the work Island Roads do now will be repairing and maintaining rather than resurfacing.
So we'll never get that road resurfaced.
All the big resurfacing was done in the first 7 years.
One pothole joined up.
If it becomes a problem, then it could well be resurfaced as part of the maintenance contract.
They can do other roads in Brading and Victoria Avenue and Shanklin, and they do that three or four times, no problem, but they can't do Little Rose Way.
Adrian.
There's a few little bits. I think I covered most of them. The revetment's been a bit of a headache for me this week. First of all, there was the clear falls down little stairs. Well, that's turned into a large one. Then we had the water leak, the January reported, that pulled down half the cliff. By Hinks's Cafe, which I believe the mess is still there.
Adrian, I'll update you, then you can comment after that. Yeah.
There was lots of media posts about the bins being taken away, dog bins and rubbish bins. I contacted Island Roads to ask why. The hub told me they had removed them to discourage people going along the river and to use them. Other people have said they were seen floating in the sea. Before I came out, I had an email from a media outlet to say they made an inquiry, a media inquiry, with Island Roads, and I've seen the copy of what's coming out tomorrow. Island Roads have said they have physically removed all the bins, dog bins and rubbish bins. But to me, that leaves the cafes that are actually open, probably shouldn't be open.
Who told you that? Sorry, who told you that?
What?
They've been removed? Who told you they've
been
removed?
Island Roads. Media release, press release. It's going to come out tomorrow morning. The cafes are still open, but the revetments, according to Island Roads again, has got a soft closure in because people have got to use the beach. None of the businesses have been told anything down there. I have checked with a couple, they haven't been told anything. Hopefully, from our conversation I had with you, hopefully things will be sorted out by Saturday down there, but I don't hold my breath. That's it.
Any more anything else to update?
No.
Okay. I've had a letter. Okay. To the chairman and members of Lake Parish Council. Dear Paul, it was a rather sad day for me to finish my time at Lake Parish Council. But I would like to thank all members for their kindness and understanding over the years. Jan and I were delighted to receive the bottle and flowers, and thank you very much for recognising your joint retirement. Kind regards, Mike. So Mike has sent us all a letter saying thank you, which is very good of him. Thank you to everyone that got involved in the Christmas tree, putting it up, decorating it. Tom, they were really smart this year. When Island Rose were really good, they got the lighting done. I think, if the tree was just a couple of foot taller...
But
the hedge is all cut down this year. I think it looked really smart down there over Christmas. So thank you to everyone that got involved with decorating, put the lights up and down. Much appreciated. Thank you to everyone that turned up to Broadleaf Lantern Festival. It was really good, John, wasn't it, David? Broadleaf School put on a... It decorated the whole school in lanterns, lights and lanterns. Richard came along as well. It was really, really good. The school put a lot of effort into it. The first time the school have had an event where they've had all kids and parents in the school on the same day. And it was... the school really enjoyed it. The kids enjoyed it. The parents enjoyed it. Councillors enjoyed it. There were some great things in the hall going on for the shadow puppets and all sorts of things. It was a really, really great event. So thanks for that. I told you about the Bay Place Plan progress. Once we've got a consultant in place, the first meeting will then take place, I imagine, sort of March, April time, and we'll take all the ideas. And Lake will have an active part in that. And they were the smallest of the three. You know, we'll have an equal share of our say on the Bay Place Plan. The council officer that's dealing with it, she knows the Bay really well. Hopefully I'll get her to come along to one of these meetings and or we'll have a joint meeting where Laura will come and talk to all of us about the Bay Place Plan. And, you know, Lake will be involved in this front and centre. The revetment. The revetment is actually managed and run by the Isle of Wight Council. Isle of Roads do whatever they're told to do on the revetment by the Isle of Wight Council whenever it needs to be done. There's been a major cliff fall along by Beach Shack. There was a water-caused damage just to the left of, well, the Hinks' storage shed. That was sudden water and a burst pipe up on the cliff, a redundant pipe, but sudden water got out quickly and temporarily repaired it, so I was told. But they certainly got it done the same day anyway. They got it blocked off and repaired. Anyway.
I know you're still leaking, isn't it?
Hang on. The council asked Island Road to put a soft closure of the revetment. Then they got, when the cliff was, you know, seen to be as bad as it was by Little Stairs especially, they decided to put a hard closure in place for the whole revetment, and they put plastic fences at both ends, which ended up in the sea. People chucked them in the sea. So the hard closure they put in place. I did ask why they didn't close Little Stairs steps and the slipway down to the cafe, and they didn't do it because obviously the beach is still accessible by people at low tide with dogs and bits and pieces. That's why they didn't put a hard closure on Little Stairs steps or the slipway. I've got pictures sent to me about an hour to 2 hours ago. Damages have been down there. The revetment is now clear. The sleepers, barriers have been put back up. The revetment will be fully open again late tomorrow or certainly by Saturday morning. The work is going on down there as we speak. Have you seen diggers and stuff down there and Dempsey's lorries and stuff?
Down Shankland.
Yeah, so they've cleared it all off the revetment now. The sleepers have been put back up, so it will be fully open again very shortly. Say tomorrow, hopefully, if not Saturday. Forecast for tomorrow is pretty good. My understanding, Michelle, is that council, they did speak to business owners on the seafront, as many as they could get hold of in a short period of time. They certainly spoke to Finn's Cafe, who knew what was going on. You said he was down with you yesterday? Did they come down yesterday?
St. Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that, you know, they had to react quite quickly. So they wanted to check the whole seafront. What's fallen down behind the beach? The beach huts at the beach shack end, there's about 400 tonne of earth has fallen down behind those beach huts and moved up the beach huts forward. That is the responsibility of the beach hut owners. They paid £1 to buy the land their beach hut is on, so removing of that earth is down to the beach hut owners at the far end, and they can't dump the soil into the water. They've got to take it away off site, otherwise it would be deemed fly tipping. So they've got issues. I understand that the council told me today that the damage behind your hut, Southern Water, are totally liable for. And they've been spoken to at the very top end of Southern Water. So they've got to get down and clear it up pronto. So I guess they'll make contact with you directly. They haven't spoken to you yet, I guess, have they?
Southern Water?
Yeah.
Nobody high up.
Southern Water, at the very top end, have admitted that it's their responsibility, and they've been told by the council to get down and sort it out pronto, get all the soil taken away and repair any damage. Even though this pipe is a redundant pipe, It's still their pipe. So that they've got to repair all the damage behind your hut as soon as possible. So if you haven't heard anything from them in a few days or so, let me know, and I'll go back to Natasha Dix, who's told them to put a finger out, and she's told them they'll get on with it. So they've got to repair all of that. I think it all happened quite fast. The closure happened quite quickly. People are still walking on the beach. The bins are in trouble. They're going to look at where the bins were. There must have been near where the dog bin, certainly near where the landslide was, because I think they found a sort of a stump where the bin used to be, apparently. But the black bins, there's a combination of, they've been removed temporarily whilst it's being repaired down there. Some have been seen floating in the sea, because sadly if you were to go down and, they just twist off, don't they, those black bins, they twist them off the base and they've lobbed them in the sea. It's one of the native gardens when got lobbed down the cliff, didn't it, last year? Pointless. But it's very hard to close a revetment when you've got the beach, people walking on the beach at low tide, and dog walkers. If you just shut the path down to your place, dog walkers would complain, I can't go down and walk my dog on the beach. So they did the best they could, and they didn't tell everyone, which is what he said this morning. We should have told everyone, but the whole situation was evolving quite quickly. That's my understanding of what's happened. Go on, you can comment now.
Well, to start with, the sign at Sandown End said, and this is the only sign that's ever been at Sandown End, has said, footpath ahead closed.
Yep.
So it never said completely closed or anything else.
Was there a barrier there? Was it just a sign?
No, it was just a sign.
Okay.
Just a road sign with a sandbag over it.
Yeah.
Chris and I don't know who the other chap was because I didn't actually see.
Ian Dawson, his boss.
Okay, yes. So it was my understanding it was his superior. Chris was down there because I emailed him the night before.
Right.
And told him at the situation that was unfolding and said, you know, you really need to come down. So anyway, he did. It was never mentioned to me that anything was closed.
Right.
Chris asked me when I would be open, and we said today. This was why the water leak. This is once, obviously, everything's happened. It was never once mentioned to me that anything was closed, that no businesses should close, that the revetment was closed. Nothing at all. Only that you had a problem up near Blueberry Stairs where steps. Mm. I say Blueberry Stairs, it's little stairs.
Yeah.
Where the landslide had happened. Obviously, it was a problem to get over, so you'd have to go on the beach and get up and round. And my understanding was that's just what everybody was doing, and that was it. In regards to our leak, we were alerted to it. That there was a leak down there at about 1:45.
In the afternoon?
Yes, in the afternoon.
On
Southern
Monday, Tuesday.
It's all a bit of a blur, to be fair, Paul.
Yeah.
Southern Water, after numerous calls from me and my husband, telling them how urgent this was, what trouble this is going to cause to the cliff and everything else.
Yeah.
It took them just over 2 hours to come out. That was the emergency. I was almost hysterical on the phone because I didn't know what damage it was going to do, whether I was still going to be in business or what. It was still leaking all that night and all the next day, but the severity of it, they had capped off one side. So the guys, they were really good actually, the guys presumed that this was just backflow and they said, give it half an hour, it will stop falling.
Yeah.
9:30 the next morning, it is still running.
As bad as the not
as
bad,
as bad
still running
nevertheless. I videoed it I was down there, I videoed it, ran it back up to the top and I said, look, this is still running. They were almost at their wits' end and they did not know what the situation was because as far as they were concerned, they had capped it off.
Yeah.
it took them, I don't know how long to even find it, because Island Roads had stuck the green barrier on the top of where they needed to get to in the first place.
Yeah.
Anyway, cut a long story short, nobody had phoned in all that evening and all the next day that they didn't have water. So they were pretty sure this was a redundant pipe. It wasn't even on their maps or anything. They knew nothing about it. As I'm walking back down the slipway, John came, not my husband John, another John came up and went, "We've got no water!" And we were pretty sure it was something to do with the Connolly site anyway, but nobody had phoned in. And sure enough, it was to do with the Connolly site. That's their water supply.
Okay.
Where was that in the shelf, please?
Sorry?
Whose water supply was there?
It's something to do with the Connolly's water supply, because it had gone down to a dribble, their pressure. They have very, very little pressure. But the guys that were working on it said, nobody's phoned in to say they've not got any water, so this must be an old one. He said, we phoned in twice in the night of the evening, and nobody had reported it to the guys that were working on it.
Mm.
Anyway.
So we were there for hours, wasn't we?
Sorry?
Me and John were there for hours.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So cut a long story short, I think they've joined it, they've got to now bury it, they can't use any machinery, obviously. They can use a disc cutter, but they've got to bury it somewhere or something, and they can't be digging up the cliff.
No.
So obviously the damage is down to them. This afternoon, two guys that were working up the top, they turned up to clear the revetment.
Right.
And my husband and Harley were down there, and they said, well, where's your digger and everything then? And they went, well, it's just us and a couple of shovels. And I went, no. It's far worse than that. The sleepers have broken, snapped off and come down behind us. It's, anyway, they have, to a fashion, this evening, cleared the revetment.
Right.
It's not great, and because of the backlog where our beach huts would normally be, more rain, it's just washing it back onto the revetment. I do have pictures on my phone. It doesn't look great, but it's not that deep in mud.
Is it behind your beach hut, or is it behind the hut beside your cafe? Where is it? Is it behind the hut by the side of your cafe, or is it behind your beach huts?
No. It's what we call the boathouse. We've got the cafe, and the yellow hut is the boathouse.
Yeah,
we usually have two beach huts in the summer.
Yeah.
They go away in the winter and come out in the summer. It's behind the boathouse and where our beach huts normally sit.
The southern water, by the fact they've turned up to do some work, obviously know it's their responsibility.
We knew. Chris told us that it was down to some water, but I wasn't aware whether Dempsey's would clear it and then send the bill to them, or whether they would do it. But I think it's been Clancy Dockwa that have been doing it on behalf of Southern Water.
Yeah.
I presume they are coming back with a digger at some point.
Okay.
But I was impressed that they were down there this afternoon, to be fair.
In all that weather, yeah.
To be perfectly honest, I was, because these things usually take...
Did Dempsey working in the rain this afternoon when the sleepers back up, so, yeah.
Did they take all the soil away, or did they just throw it onto the beach?
Right, okay. What was on the revetment probably went onto the beach, because they just have wheelbarrows. But Chris and his superior did say, what is here, you've got to remember, cliff, all the cliff is beach anyway. The vegetation is a whole nother matter. So I think what was the sand and the mud that was on the revetment, it did go, I'm sure it did, because they didn't turn up with a digger or anything. They just had wheelbarrows and a couple of shovels.
That's what I did think.
Because again, the left hand doesn't know what the right hand's doing.
Totally.
Another previous conversation, I was told this afternoon, they couldn't put it on the beach, they had to basically take it away.
Thank you for the I will email, when I get back, I'll email Chris when I get back and say, I told Chris this morning we had a council meeting tonight, if Southern Water had been down there today and done some work, sat at the sea, Southern Water had been fly tipping in the sea. So I will tell Chris Bridger, just in case they come to, when they come to the rest of it, they Southern Water fly tipped in the sea this afternoon. And that's, I think everyone's reacted quite quickly to this. I know it's frustrating, but everyone's reacted quite quickly to this rebellion thing. But if Southern Water had done fly tipping this afternoon, then that's prosecuted by a few fines.
And quickly on the bins, the fact that you say the bins launched out to sea or whatever else.
Some have, yeah.
The inside of the bins and all the bolts are all gone as well. So if anybody launched them into the sea, they did a pretty good job. But when they're replaced, how about replacing them on the inside of the wall?
No.
And not on the outside?
No.
It could be worth chasing up. If you remember, we had this conversation about debris being thrown off the cliff and the bins along the revetment. I can't remember his name, it comes to me in a minute. The person who used to run the Bay Revetment Working Party, they said they were looking to the types of bin on the cliff and on the revetment. For the bin, the type of bin that you can't get the rubbish out of.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name. Right.
Okay.
William Emmett.
Okay.
It was William Emmett that said
that will come out in the Bay Place Plan again for the working part. It'll be different sorts of bins on the whole cliff. Bins you can't take stuff out of will be more useful than. Yeah, that's fine. We can put that on the list.
They did say they were looking to that. That was about 3 years ago. Two and a half years ago, they said they were looking to the type of bin on the.
The gestures two actions, Michelle. I will email Chris in a minute when I get home. And he sent me some photographs this afternoon. I'll email Chris. And the second point, if you don't hear from Southern Water by the early part of next week, let me know and I'll chase Southern Water up for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. And hopefully the weather will get better soon and we'll stop having. But I understand that the revetment will be fully open. It's hard to put a hard closure. So the barriers did get thrown at sea at the Sandown Inn, certainly. So there's something to do with it.
I suppose.
So as long as you're okay, your business is okay.
Yeah. We're still there to see another day. At the moment.
More rain to come,
yes.
Okay. Any more comments, our councillors? Richard, that you want to add?
Okay. Thank you, Chair.
Right. We finish off with our second public forum. 10 minutes for questions on all the stuff you've heard this evening from members of the public. Do you have any further questions?
Will they ever do anything with the cliff path, the bit that's missing?
Unlikely.
That's what I thought, yeah.
It would just cost millions.
Yeah.
They'd have to almost pile all the way down to the bottom of the cliff. To replace a bit, so you could have to cut it down and cut from the Lake of Gardens to Winchester House.
Yeah.
Highly unlikely they'll ever be able to afford or have the technical ability to do that, sadly. It's it is a shame to have to cut in land. It's quite a narrow bit of pavement as well. I guess they'll have to pile right the way down, and piling into that cliff anyway will cause more damage further along. I would highly unlikely, unless they bought some gardens off the properties, and cut through that way and took it inland a bit. So I don't think so, unfortunately. Any more questions? Okay.
Sorry.
Yes, Steve, you have a question,
Very brief questions. Likewise, the Bay Revetment Working Group, the Health and Wellbeing Forum, seems to have dissolved at the moment with Tony McCarthy at Venner, unless Councillor Whittaker knows any more. I have not heard about any further meetings that we're all supposed to go to. Second question, Island Roads. We know that the island's got lots of drainage and sewage issues, historical, but we have noticed, sadly, the new road surfaces that we say they've spent 7 years resurfacing, they're already breaking up in many, many places. And it's not just potholes, it seems that the quality of the mix was not really good enough to last. So I just fear, whether this has been discussed at Isle of Wight Council, there's a real big problem brewing up.
Okay. Is there a question in there for Lake Parish Council?
Well, has it been discussed either here or Isle of Wight Council with Isle of Wight?
Pine Road. I know our IMY council are aware, they must be aware of the problem everywhere. And the other thing is, Chairman Carney, the usual questions for me, very briefly, are there any updates on the court case with William Smith at the back of KFC land and also the Tesco Express road junction and the Isle of Wight Council survey?
Okay.
Thank you.
On the roads, Councillor Outlaw and myself, any road in our area that is causing us a problem, we report to Iron Roads. As I said earlier, we don't waste Iron Roads' time. We're not known as time wasters. You know, if there's a pothole needs repairing or a road needs re-looking at, we report it. I've known the district steward for 55 years. If I phone Jeff up and say, can you lift this road for me, Jeff, he does it for me, because I'm not like some councillors nearby who waste Iron Road's time. So any road that needs doing, we report it, and we've got quite a good strike rate getting him repaired. The court case, as you probably know as well as I do, is set for February. If it goes ahead, the court case is happening in February, because he hit the Mr. Smith wanted the court case done at the High Court in London as opposed to heard locally, I believe. Anyway, yes, it's going to court, and our enforcement team are ready to go whenever the judge calls them to give evidence. And Tesco's Express, Councillor Jordan is ignoring all of my emails completely about having a meeting. I left until the new year, and I intend to chase him again, because I'm not letting it rest. That junction needs something done about it urgently. Money wasted on the West Ridge up the Smallbrook Junction, which is impossible to stand on the right side of the road if you're turning left or right to Haven Street. I believe it's going to be dug up again now because it's faulty. It's badly designed, faulty, and that money could have been spent on the end of the fairway, where it's far more needed, I believe, than the Smallbrook Junction. So, you know, it's something that I, Parish Council, won't let rest until we get some resolution on it. Thank you.
That's
nothing to do with Lake Parish Council.
No.
Oh, I'm not
going to
update a bit on
that. Hang on. Do you just briefly.
Okay, Tony McCarthy was going to have a look at setting a date. He was going to do one to see how many people attended. That was the last time I spoke to him before Christmas.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mark, do you want?
Yes. I have a community development working group with Tony McCarthy on Tuesday. I'm asking that question for you, and I can get back to you.
Yeah, can you just feed me back, then I can tell people who were on that committee.
2 minutes left. Do we have any further questions? Okay. Meeting closed. Thank you, everyone. Members of the public, thank you for attending. Especially members of the public here. Thank you. I think he's wrong, personally.
That's what he is on the Island Road.
Meeting closed. 9:50 p.m.